think they saw it, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Monday night. And I don't even know what day it is. The first is Thursday, 28 of June, 2021. On your Monday night, whew, full day for me, full day of workout in the heat. Support RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send much needed fundage, and have a big week lined up doing some political and religious content tonight as it relates to the history and the founding of this country and some applications to today and what we're seeing today with the abuses of power. Wednesday night, got a little bit on the Bible and science, and then on Friday night, I have Dr. Lorraine Day, my recorded interview with Dr. Day and her battle with cancer and how she overcame that. And then, of course, we have our usual co-hosts, the dynamic duo tomorrow night, Cape Crusader, and Thursday night, William Redpillum, coming at you hard and fast. So buckle yourself in, and we're going to have a great week. But first, I wanted to start out tonight with a clip from a sermon. Now, this is a friend of mine, Pastor Kay, and he and I grew up together. We went to the same Christian school, and he's a Southern Baptist preacher here in West Kentucky. He did a really, really good breakdown of the Declaration of Independence, and these are things that I've known. That he and I were both taught as kids in school. He does a very good job of breaking it down, and I wanted to play a clip from one of his sermons. He starts out, before the clip that I'm playing you, he sets it up with how you had a breakdown of diplomacy when the Continental Congress was trying to address Britain over the abuses. That sets us up for Thomas Paine, who wrote Common Sense, basically outlining how, you know, men, there's a natural... there's a natural law. Men have natural rights that they get from the Creator. And men of good character will form a society and will self-govern naturally. When you let men of good character come together as the great forefathers of this country, they will, on their own, form a government and a society that's good for the people. Common sense was also a means of motivating the colonists to fight. And it was setting us up. It inspired the Declaration of Independence. So I want to get right into the clip because it is long, but it's very good. I think you'll enjoy it. And I will be taking calls in the last 30 minutes of the show. But over the next two segments of the show, I want to play clips of the sermon. Mike, do we have that up? Is that ready? If it is, then hit go. If it's not, tell me to keep talking.
1776. The war had already started in 1775. You have Thomas Paine, the beginning of 1776, and then a few months later, what happens? You come to that next great document, that next great, we could even call it the Charter of Human Liberty, the Declaration of Independence. It would be written, and America would in fact follow the exhortation of Paine and would declare her independence from Great Britain. And so with that, we turn to the Declaration of Independence. Thomas Jefferson is the one who is credited for the writing of this wonderful document. And if you study the Declaration of Independence, it's really broken down very simply. Jefferson had a very detailed, somewhat of an analytical mind, and he structured it really in four parts. And so it begins with the preamble, and then the second part is that it has a list of abuses. The third part, it describes the petitions that the people made to Great Britain, and then finally it has the declaration of their independence. And so on July the 2nd, actually, 1776, Congress voted to dissolve the connections between the American colonies and Great Britain, and they declared the United Colonies of North America to be free and independent states. So let's talk about this amazing document and some of the principles that come out of it. First off, the preamble. It's made up of two paragraphs. Let me read the first one to you. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal stations to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Now, in summary, what is it that Jefferson is outlining in that first paragraph. Here's the simple lesson. If you're going to break away from one form of government and start over with another, you need to explain why. That's all he's saying. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary to do certain things, you need to explain. You need to tell people candidly why it is that you're doing what you're doing. So that's paragraph number one. Paragraph two. This is probably what you're the most familiar with the Declaration of Independence. It is a masterful paragraph. It's one to be studied and thought about. Again, I'm just breaking it down with my own feeble mind and giving it to you this way. You, again, may extrapolate other principles and truths out of it. I'm just giving you survey fashion. But I see this paragraph, second paragraph of the preamble, with eight particular sections, eight statements really that are taking place here. And there's principles that are being explained here. So, number one, the first statement. We hold these truths to be self-evident. It's the first statement. And what Jefferson is saying here is that good government is rooted in self-evident truths. Now let that sink in for a moment. You know, we live in a post-modern culture where the cry, which it's an absurd statement really if you stop and think about it, people say things like, there are no absolute truths. And isn't it interesting that if you say there are no absolute truths, you're actually making an absolute statement? It's self-refuting, isn't it? The founders had no place in their thinking for that kind of foolishness. In other words, what Jefferson is saying here is that there is truth and there is error. And it's self-evident. You should be able to see this. Anybody can see it. Self-evident means that anyone can see that. Anybody can understand it. And that self-evident thing is that there's truth and that there's error. And he's appealing to, by the way, in this, the framers, you read their writings and you hear a lot of talk about natural law. Now we as Christians, when we think about natural law, we're talking about and thinking about the theological category of natural revelation. God has revealed Himself in nature and in Scripture. Natural revelation, special revelation. And He's not calling it that specifically in theological terms, but that's really what He's talking about. There are certain things to be deduced from nature that are self-evident. There's observations. There's things that you can learn just by looking at things. And so he's appealing to what they would call natural law or natural revelation. Now you have to remember in the flow of history and the big philosophical ideas of the time that many of the framers were influenced by the Enlightenment. Okay? So by the time that you come to the framers, you still have a lot of Christians with the Christian worldview, but you also have many of the framers as well that are drifting somewhat from a strict Christian worldview, still holding to a God-fearing worldview, but their minds have been affected somewhat by the Enlightenment, by rationalism. Now, what I mean by that, we are rational creatures, but it's really rationalism and the Enlightenment has to do really with one step away from revealed truth in the Scriptures. Now, if you were to go back in history, and you go back to the Pilgrims, for example, that came over, and if they were writing something like this, which by the way they did in the Mayflower Compact, they were very, very clear. They would not have just appealed to natural law. They very clearly stated they were coming over to plant a kingdom or a nation that was a Christian nation. You see that? They would not have excluded God in the declaration if they were writing it. And they would have pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, which the founders didn't. Why didn't they? Because they were one step removed because of the Enlightenment. But there's still enough of the God-fearing worldview and proper thinking that still can come to the point of these truths that are outlined in the declaration. So we hold these truths to be self-evident. Statement number two, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, the principle here is that any talk of government must include basic truths about humanity. You have to understand things about humanity. And the two key ideas in this statement have to do with nature and equity. Nature and, or we should say equality, rather than equity is a better word. Nature and equality. So nature, he's appealing to natural rights. All men, in the founder's view, they have rights that are just part of standard operating equipment as a human being given to you by God. Natural rights. God-given. Not given by the government. Given by God. You have certain natural rights. And there's a sample of them here. that you have the right to your life. You have the right to liberty. No man can bind you. No man can lord over your conscience. There's only one lord over the conscience, and it's God Almighty. You also look in the Scriptures and you find passages that talk about not being a man stealer, for example. You don't have the right to someone else's life. You can't steal them. You can't take them away. You can't lord over their conscience. Why? Because you have, as a natural God-given right, the right to liberty.
Yeah.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is how Jefferson coins it here. And really, I take that to mean you have the right to go out into the world and fulfill your God-given purpose. You have the right to go take dominion. You have the right to property. You have the right to commerce and exchange. You have the right to use your gift to be a blessing to mankind. These are God-given rights. These aren't things that are given to us by the government. These are natural rights. They're appealing to the laws of nature. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And also the concept of equality. You have natural rights for all men. You have equal law. You have justice. You have opportunity for people out there in the world. They're appealing to these things. The next statement. After talking about these rights, to secure these rights, and this sounds sort of like Thomas Paine, governments are instituted among men. Do you see? The whole purpose of government is to do what? To protect these rights. And how do they do that? They promote the good and they restrain the evil, according to Romans 13.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, government exists to protect the natural rights of men and this idea of equality. Not equal outcome, but equal opportunity. There has to be a fair playing field for people is sort of the idea. So, government then, you could say it this way. God gives rights. Government recognizes and protects those rights.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give those rights. They recognize them and they protect those rights. Fourth statement in the Declaration. Deriving, speaking of the government, their just powers from the consent of the governed. And so Jefferson here is pointing to a representative self-government being absolutely necessary, as it is the only kind of government that tends to freedom and liberty instead of tyranny. And so government then is by consent and not by force. And so you continue to hear these ideas extrapolated out in the writings of the founders, and they talk about representation. They talk about separation of powers. They talk about limited government.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a servant, not a master, is the idea. Fifth section in the Declaration, the second paragraph in the preamble. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter, to abolish it, to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. So here Jefferson is saying that when existing governments stop protecting natural God-given rights and flip over to the other side and begin to violate them, then it is the right of any people to throw off that tyrannical government and establish new government that will do right, which is to what? To recognize and protect your natural rights. Sixth statement. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. In other words, you ought to put up with bad government for a little while. Don't just overthrow it for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Jefferson is saying that your first plan of action should be to reform the existing government and not to abolish it. That's,
yeah.
To abolish a bad government is not the first action to take. Reformation should be sought. Reform, try to fix the one that's there. That should be the first course of action. But, the seventh statement, but he says, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. So here he's saying that if reform is not possible, then free men must institute new governments so as to uphold, maintain their natural rights and their freedom. And then the eighth section in this paragraph is really a historical, kind of a historical footnote. He says, such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny, he says, over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And so here Jefferson is saying, these are the very issues that the colonies at the present time are facing. All these things he's saying that I'm outlining here in this paragraph, this is what's going on now. In other words, the colonies were the present test case of these things. And so we've got to deal with it, he says. And that's the preamble. You move there then to the next part of the declaration, which is the list of abuses. And I'm not going to read all this. Go home and read this later. Study these things. But if you...
And so we'll pick up with the list of abuses on the other side of the break. But so far, a very good breakdown of the preamble there. And it sort of gives you a mindset of what some of the more conservative, more based Baptist churches and Christian ways of thinking, the way that they're going here as they observe the abuses of power that our government has put on us and the governments of the world has put on the globe, but specifically dealing with America here and acknowledging the fact that when reform becomes impossible, untenable, then the reestablishment, the abolition of the tyrannical government and a reestablishment of a government that will protect the rights of these men and women, these states, that becomes necessary. And that's sort of the way of thinking here that he's going into. And like I said, on the other side of the break, we're going to break down and get into the list of abuses and compare them to the abuses that we faced for decades, actually, but they've become very more real and evident to us in the last, let's say, year, 12 to 14 months since the COVID lockdowns hit. And so, like I said, we'll break that down on the other side, play a list of the abuses, and then after the second break in the last 30 minutes, we'll take calls. You can call in and weigh in on your thoughts on this. But Buddy did a very good job of breaking that down and making the case that the founders made when they broke away from Britain, established this government. The number to call is 512-248-8252. It's 512-248-8252. And please, if you want to donate, 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. You can use credit card or mail it in to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And coming up on the break, we'll be back on the other side.
A night falls and I'm alone. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and-lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
You turned and you ran.
Welcome back to the Plain Side, Jeremy, Kentucky, highlighting the sermon by Pastor Kay. And we're about to get into the list of abuses. If you want to roll that second clip, Mike, we'll get on with that and then analyze on the other side.
You read these lists of abuses, they are so familiar. Tyrannical governments do these kinds of things. For example, I'll give you just a couple of statements. And the reason all these are included in the Declaration is because Jefferson is seeking to justify the separation from Great Britain. So here's some of the things that he says. Again, I'm not going to read them all, just a handful of things. He says, he's called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. Now, it's the last part of that I wanted you to pick up on. Fatiguing the people so that they will just comply with the measures. Well, just wear the mask for a little while. Just go ahead and give in and do it. And wear you out. Put it in the media. Put it before the people. Wear you out. Wear you out. Wear you out so that you just comply. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He wouldn't put up with people pushing back against him. Down a few more in these list of abuses. He's erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. Very similar to what's taking place today through the different bureaucracies that are not accountable to anybody. These bureaucracies that make all of these laws that are outside of Congress, that we can't vote them out of their positions. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. Hello, health departments. Imposing taxes without consent, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule in these colonies. You hear these statements? Absolute rule. Taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally our forms of government. He's plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. How many people in the last year, through the measures that have been taking place in America, have lost their jobs, lost their businesses, lost their way of life? Yeah. Same old playbook, isn't it? He has excited, get this, domestic insurrections among us, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. Just turn on the nightly news and watch the riots that are taking place in the street. It's the same old playbook. So, there's the list of abuses. The third part of the declaration moves into the petitions. As he, you know, gives some chronology here.
And so it's interesting that he compares the way the British utilized the Native American population against the colonists, and he compares that to the BLM and Antifa riots. And also notice how he points out that the health departments have been given power, unelected, no legislation whatsoever, that the health departments had ultimate power in the entire COVID lockdown, so-called pandemics. And so the point is that everything that the U.S. government has put on the people just in the last year, according to the Constitution, according to the Declaration of Independence, is reason enough to throw their yoke off of us. That's reason enough. Not to mention, and he wasn't able to go into, you know, the abuses that have been taking place over the last several decades, going back even 50, 60, 70 years. So, very interesting here that that he's making this connection. This is where the mindset of the true Christians in the area are, as they've seen churches shut down, not only in Kentucky, but all over the great United States, in the name of virus, in the name of health. And that none of this was legislated by the people. None of this was approved by the people. None of this was by the consent of the governed. And now it's very, very obvious, even to the average American, even to the average normie, even to the leftists, it's very obvious what's going on. The breakdown of self-government in the United States. The breakdown of the republic. As even now we've seen the election, our very elections, the very thing that we thought was a way to shape and form the way we're governed, has now been exposed as a complete and total farce. Complete and total fraud. Not the system itself. The system was great. There were many avenues built into the election system of the United States and the Constitution that would have allowed us to stop this election steal, but the tyrants that rule over us just walked right over the American people. So it's not even the system itself that's bad, the system of governance that was established by the forefathers. It's the people that are in charge. And the common thread, if you did listen to the whole sermon, the common thread is that as the people's morals degrade, the politicians that are elected are a reflection. The politics are a reflection of the people's morals. Up on the break, back on the other side, with your calls on In Plain Sight.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved. to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Memory! Your lifeline is burning holes. Recover the damage. Bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. They stay there forever. I try to remember.
Welcome back to Influence Thought, Jeremy from Kentucky, and featuring a sermon from one of my school buddies on a dissection there of the Declaration of Independence, the preamble, and the comparison of what the colonists were going through with the list of abuses from the British to what our own tyrannical government is doing to us and has done in the last year. And the answer is not elect somebody better, even if elections were to work anymore. We sent Trump in there, and say what you want about him. He was the best that we had in 2016. Most of us voted for him. A lot of us did. And you can say, well, people say, well, he was controlled from the beginning, and that's why it didn't work out. Or you could take a more nuanced approach, that he was just a regular guy that had a lot of Jewish hooks in him. And when he got into power, the bureaucracy was just much more powerful than he could have ever imagined. He was just overcome by it. It's somewhere in the middle there is where I'm at. But the point is there's not a political solution. You see, the moral decay of the populace of America is now being demonstrated. It's now being put out on display in the politicians who are in power. And that decay has been happening over the last 5 to 6 decades with the sexual revolution being the real turning point, the real point where you could put a point on that and say, this is the drastic decline. And so the politicians that are in power over us are simply a reflection of the morals or lack of morals and the moral decay, if you will, of the people, of the populace. Because there's enough people that will allow this tyrannical system to be in power. And there's not enough people of good character that will stand up and proclaim, we want self-governance. That's the way I'm seeing it. Going on to some headlines here, and again, call in if you want to weigh in on this, 512-248-8252. We have the Chauvin, the Derek Chauvin show trial. Obviously, an officer who, I don't know anything about Chauvin. I don't know if he had any skeletons in the closet. There was supposedly some connection with, you know, with he and the guy that was, that died in custody, that died of a heart attack from fentanyl, meth, and a variety of drugs. And there may have been some connection. They worked together at a nightclub security, Chauvin and Floyd. But at any rate, this officer, I mean, he did what was in the manual. He restrained this individual. He followed procedure and yet found guilty and sentenced. RT, former Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin, convicted in April on three charges related to the murder of 46-year-old black man George Floyd. Chauvin has been sentenced to 22.5 years in prison, minus time served, pushing for the harshest possible sentence on Friday afternoon. Prosecutor Matthew Frank, and I did not smash the early life on this guy, but yeah, you can come to your own conclusions on that name, Matthew Frank. Matthew Frank told the Minneapolis court that this was not the typical second-degree unintentional murder. Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, urged that justice should not be served according to, quote, public opinion, unquote. In accordance with Minnesota law, Chauvin was sentenced to only the most serious of his crimes rather than on all three related to the same incident. The Hennepin Court County District, Judge Peter Cahill, acknowledged the suffering felt not only by Floyd himself, but on the families of both men and the wider Hennepin County. He insisted that he did not bias his sentence on public opinion, sympathy, or the ongoing eruption of protesters in an attempt to send any message, quote-unquote. The job of a trial court judge is to apply the law to specific facts and deal with individual cases. Let me bottom line this for you. You know, I don't get into all the, was it real, did Floyd really die? Was there a body? Was it a double? It doesn't matter at this point. The point is that a man of color, a brown man, black man, who was overdosed on drugs, as the autopsy confirmed, was restrained by police. He died in that situation. And now the police, who are, who are supposed to keep law and order, they are charged with keeping law and order, who did their jobs according to the manual. This policeman, Chauvin, is now guilty of some sort of a murder and sentenced to 22 and a half years. That sends a huge message that criminals of color may go on and violate the law, and then if police intervene, that the policemen could lose their job or at worst be charged and sentenced to jail. What sort of message is that sending? What have the crime rates been looking like in our bigger cities in America? Through the roof. Through the roof. That's the outcome. The people that are tyrannically ruling over us want to destroy America, and they're beginning in our big cities. And they hope to move to the rural areas. That's what I'm getting from this. Before we go on to more content, I'm going to take a caller. Oh, Mark. Mark from Texas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Man, just preach it, brother.
Yeah.
Man, you are on a roll, bro. I hate to even interrupt. Man, the your buddy was right on. Your preacher. You know, I mean, it's just so in our face. And, man, I just wanted to say I really appreciated the, you know, his preaching. And, you know, it doesn't hurt any of us to sit down in a pew for 20 minutes and hear a little preaching every once in a while. And maybe a little a cappella chorus, you know, if you attend the Church of Christ. So, hey, anybody that doesn't get on, call the V Show. He's awesome. He comes on next. I love you, Jeremy. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah. The Hardcore Red Pill that comes on after me does a lot of good content. Highly recommend the show, and I was on a show once at least, once as a guest and once as a caller, and he's a targeted individual and does a lot of good content. Highly recommend the Hardcore Show, Red Pill. But thank you for those words, Mark, and yeah, I just wanted to point out that, you know, as the COVID lockdowns hit in the last year, it really woke up a lot of the Christian conservative churches to the tyranny of the government as they saw their services being shut down while Walmart was full and open and rolling on just with masks and limited capacity. And this did really wake up a lot of people, but there's still a lot of based Southern Baptist preachers and, you know, preachers of all denominations that see this tyranny. I just wanted to highlight that just a bit. But yeah, and as I mentioned with the Derek Chauvin verdict, we can't expect justice to be upheld in this country. I mean, look, I don't want to be Fed posty. You know, I cannot from the air advocate the overthrow of government or anything like that. I'm not doing that. I'm just simply making observations is that our forefathers, they would have acted long, long ago. They would have acted at the Patriot Act nearly 20 years ago. They would have took action. But as you see, the degradation of the morals of the Christian worldview of the populace, people are complacent. They want to play their video games. They want to watch their sports and their movies and their Netflix. And there's just a certain amount of apathy where they just don't care. And I guess what I'm saying is that because of the people, we have the politicians in office. And this system is going to collapse. And my prayer, my hope is that when it collapses, that there will be enough of us, red-blooded Americans, who will reestablish a republic. And it may just be from the rural areas. I don't know. That's where I'm at. Anyway, before we go into more content, let's take another call. Back to the phones, Dan from Washington. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Did you watch Trump's speech?
The most recent one he gave, I read the highlights of it from the Stormer. It's pretty much the same old, same old.
Yeah, you know, but it was kind of funny because he was talking about the election fraud or the things the media was lying about, like the hydrochloric didn't work and stuff like that. And he pointed out that they were all started shutting their cameras off, you know, so they were not going to post that. So it's, and I, you know, It might be on Google now. I watched it on the Stormer, but I had a hard time even finding the speech like normal. But he made it kind of seem like, I mean, what do you think? Is he have a chance of coming back in, or what's up with this Arizona stuff? Or, I mean, I don't really see it, but the whole thing is so weird right now. What do you think?
It is. My personal opinion is that Trump's time is over. You know, Trump had a role to play, and he woke a lot of people up with his rhetoric and in campaign mode. But when he got into the presidency, regardless of what you think about Trump, he wasn't able to accomplish, you know, what he platformed on, what he campaigned on. And you can say, well, he was controlled from the beginning, or you could say he had good intentions and he ran up against an impossible bureaucracy. At the end of the day, it just didn't happen. So my question is, even if they reinstate Trump, will he be able to accomplish the things that are necessary to bring America back? And I don't think so. But I really think it's futile to think that he's going to come back and be reinstated or even win in 2024. I don't see it happening at all. The system is too powerful, and they've proved that they can hoax the elections. So even if we got a legit dude that was legit, you know, that was not Trump, could we get him in office? I don't think so. That's where
I think that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, I start liking him again, but, you know, he mentioned Israel about 20 times and Judeo-Christian values and all this kind of stuff, and that seems to be the heart of the problem of the Zio, you know, Christian, the Zio right wing. It's I don't know if people are going for it. You know, we were talking about the evangelicals aren't going for Israel like they were, and I don't know. Maybe he could just be trying to get more Republicans to win the House. You know, he's like kind of all they got. Maybe to like he's always trying to make it seem the Republicans always have to be fighting against the system, like they're in a way. You know what I mean? Like they're always kind of we got to get in there next time, and we got to do it.
Even if like I said, if Trump were to be reinstated, could he be effectual? And the answer I think is no. And even if Republicans won the House in 2022, could they be effectual? And I think no, because they weren't effectual in the past. They weren't effectual when Trump had the presidency and they were ruling the House and Senate.
Yeah, and he's kind of bringing this hope, like he'll get a lot of these kind of pro-Trump Republicans to replace a lot of the rhinos. But are they just Zionist shill Republicans and not much different? Or, you know, maybe a little tougher on immigration, but then want to go to war with Iran?
I want to give credit where credit's due. I mean, Trump didn't start new wars. There's credit. He let Russia come in and stabilize Syria. There's some credit. He did have some minor wins on immigration. Very, very, very minor. As we see now with Biden in office, I mean, the flow of immigration is like just unrestrained. And so, you know, Trump was like, we were hoping that Trump would be a monkey wrench thrown into the gears of white replacement and the downfall of America. But really, he was a 9/16 wrench. That was thrown in there, and it just got crushed by the gears really fast. That's the way I'm seeing it, and that's me being very moderate and very you know towards Trump. But I mean, I'm just at the point where I think that we should retreat to the rural areas and let the big cities collapse, let the system collapse on itself, and then rebuild.
Yeah, I drive around the country, man. It's getting pretty bad. Just the vibe of it, the quality of the people going down. But have a good night, man. I'll talk to you later. Hear the music.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Oh, we'll be back on the other side.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Inside, Jeremy from Kentucky, picking your calls. Two more callers. We'll try to get to you if we can. But first, we got Ken from New York. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeremy. It's very hard to understand you, but I just have a quick comment. That's another reason not to get a jury trial. You should ask for a bench trial. I understand the judge blew off some evidence that he had. That judge is a liar. You don't get
right,
justice.
Also,
yes.
Yeah. Also, during the trial, they allowed evidence that should not have been allowed. And, I mean, it should have been declared a mistrial. But, obviously,
yeah.
This was a show trial for Chauvin.
Weren't they threatened? Didn't BLM or one of Antifa threaten to burn the city down if he didn't rule the right way, quote right
oh, yeah.
way? Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was definitely good.
The only hope he might have is maybe if he's going to appeal it, number one or number two, maybe you get a governor in that'll commute his sentence.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think that Chauvin was destined to go down for this.
Mm.
And they've got their sacrificial lamb, so to speak.
Oh, good. Well, police should just quit in that city. I'm not familiar with the area, but whatever city it is, you know, I don't know all the details, but a bunch of them should just quit.
Yeah, if the police did that, I mean, there would be total anarchy. And, you know, that's happening. That's happening in our major cities. Yeah. Crime rates through the roof. So people are seeing this.
Politicians don't seem to understand that the end goal of a new world order is they won't need politicians anymore.
Well, I guess they're bribed with some sort of a retirement, so to speak. Mm. And they don't care about us. They just care about how they're going to live their lives out. So,
our congressman over here wants to leave Congress and run for governor. Now, when was the last? I haven't heard something like that happen. Not recently. I don't think not ever. I think he realized that the federal government doesn't have any future. The future is in the states. But if I had a choice, I would prefer to see Giuliani. He is running. I don't know how the primary is going to turn out.
Well, they could always just hoax the election if they didn't want him in. So.
Yep. Good night.
That's where we're at. Thanks, Ken. Last call, Bob from Colorado. You got just a minute, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm a retired cop, 25 years, and I am so happy I'm retired. I'm getting ready to turn 70. And there's no question, this guy's getting jammed up. It's politics. And this is what I think went wrong with Trump. I really think he should have put his foot down and just put the troops in to squash all this crap. But I do think, because there's so much information you talk about, and I'm going to try to make this quick. I'll hang up and listen to you off air. I think Trump might return. And if he does, the problem's going to be Biden has done so much damage that if Trump does come back into office, that he is going to be blamed for everything that's going wrong.
Can't disagree with you there. Remains to be seen. So thanks for the call, Bob, and we'll be back tomorrow night with Dan McDuo on the Midland side.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.